Hong Kong legislator proposes Bitcoin integration into national reserves, citing financial stability. Key points: Hong Kong legislator Wu Jiaxuang proposes leveraging the one country, two systems framework to integrate Bitcoin into national reserves, citing potential benefits for financial stability and economic innovation. The proposal gains momentum amid China's significant Bitcoin holdings, 190,000 BTC, and growing mainstream acceptance, including Hong Kong's recent approvals of crypto ETFs and trading platforms. Strategic vision for Hong Kong's financial future. Hong Kong's Legislative Council is making bold moves toward cryptocurrency integration, with lawmakers pushing for Bitcoin inclusion in the city-state's fiscal reserves. Wu Jiaxuang, a prominent member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, has proposed utilizing the Special Administrative Region's unique One Country, Two Systems framework to pioneer this financial innovation. Wu suggests a measured approach, recommending that Hong Kong first explore Bitcoin through ETFs before expanding into direct holdings. The strategy aims to position Hong Kong at the forefront of digital asset adoption while maintaining financial prudence. He emphasized that even a small allocation could yield significant benefits without exposing the region to undue risk. Global context and market implications. The proposal comes at a time when Bitcoin is gaining unprecedented institutional acceptance globally. Wu points to several international precedents, including El Salvador and Bhutan's integration of Bitcoin into their strategic reserves. He argues that if major economic powers incorporate Bitcoin into their reserves, it could lead to increased stability in cryptocurrency markets and potentially trigger a shift away from traditional assets. China's current position as the second largest Bitcoin holder globally, with approximately 190,000 BTC acquired through various confiscation efforts, adds another layer of complexity to Hong Kong's consideration. This substantial holding, second only to the United States, demonstrates the growing significance of cryptocurrency in national financial strategies. Regulatory framework and future outlook. Hong Kong's Financial Services and Treasury Bureau is developing crypto regulations based on the principle of same business, same risks, same rules. This regulatory approach aims to create a balanced framework that encourages innovation while maintaining financial stability. The initiative has gained additional support from other legislative members, including Johnny Ng, who earlier in 2024 proposed collaborating with stakeholders to evaluate the feasibility of incorporating Bitcoin into Hong Kong's financial reserves. Wu argues that Bitcoin's limited supply and potential as an inflation hedge could make it an invaluable addition to the city's financial arsenal, particularly as global markets continue to evolve.